What about the correlative studies, particularly the blood flow?
We are collecting this data, but we are not analyzing it yet. So those patients have the DCMRI studies, and this is being filed, if you will. The data is being stored. And we're collecting blood because we hope to have blood for analysis prior to treatment, then after bevacizumab alone, then after bevacizumab with FOLFIRI, and we are collecting blood every single visit, so we will have blood that will allow us to correlate what's going on when the patients have a response and when they progress. So we have a tremendous amount of material that we are collecting, but we decided that we would look into this all together once we finish the trial.
In terms of blood flow, do you have any sort of anecdotal observations?
We have had some. Our colleagues in the radiology division at MD Anderson have been working with us, seem to think that the use of bevacizumab may result in some particular characteristics in the tumor, changes in the way the tumor shows up in the MRI, maybe on CT scans. I cannot go too much into this right now because we are planning to look into this with greater detail. But it does seem that there are some specific changes that may be associated with the use of bevacizumab.
Any reason to think that it's normalizing the blood flow or increasing the blood flow?
That's the theory that obviously has been raised for quite some time now, and we do hope that it's part of the way bevacizumab works by improving the blood flow within the tumor and allowing the chemotherapy agents that are circulating in the blood to get into the tumor and kill the cells that would otherwise not be exposed to the chemotherapy agent. And the idea is that this would be done by normalizing the blood pressure within the tumor. So if you have better blood vessels within the tumor, you have less pressure, more blood flow, more chemotherapy arrives into the tumor cells and they die. Personally, I think that that's only part of the history. I think that it would be naive to think that that's the only way bevacizumab or other anti-VEGF therapies work, but I do think that this is part of it.
Does your data seem to sync up with that, or it's too early?
It's too early. We haven't really analyzed to know. I can tell you that we're looking into ways of trying to see how much of the impact of bevacizumab is due to this mechanism. But as you might imagine, when we're talking about analyzing chemotherapy flow within patients, it becomes a very difficult task. But we're trying to find ways of doing that.
What have you seen with the bevacizumab by itself?
With bevacizumab by itself, one, it has been very well tolerated because patients are not getting chemotherapy. It's going to be interesting to see if there will be changes on the DCEMRIs or not. As I said, unfortunately or fortunately, we decided not to look into this right now. We'll do that in the end of this study.